Blog Talk Radio.
This is Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Wasp. I'm in the studio tonight with Queen Bree Ma. I am so pleased that you're here, Bree. Let's hear what you got to say. Hello, hello.
Hi, I'm very honored to be here as well. It's an honor to be talking with you.
I'm looking forward to talking to you about many different things tonight, Queen Bree. You know, I want to thank you, first of all, for rolling with the sister, because you've been rolling with me very hard, harder than anyone else in Cogabo, probably because you're the closest to me. Between you and FamRep, you all have taught me a lot. And although it seems as though I'm mentoring and teaching you, you're teaching me a lot, too, and I've seen you grow up tremendously in these last few years, and I'm very encouraged by your launching on the platform of Ogun with your products, mainly, magically, Coco. You want to talk a little bit about that, Bree?
Oh, magically, Coco. Magically, Coco is definitely one of my babies. And it was quite a journey, and it definitely was, I wouldn't say a complicated birth, but it had its struggles, and it's really a success now. People like it, I love it, and I had healing in mind when I created it, and that's what it represents. You know, it's moisturizing, and it's to heal the skin, you know, to bring that motherly essence to a product, you know, restoration.
It's wonderful. And I feel blessed because I was one of the first people to try it because we worked together to formulate it. And I know you probably thought I was being a little strict with you in the beginning when I had you research every single ingredient and go into the background of it, the genesis of the seed, where, you know, what countries it's grown in, the different varieties of different things. And then take you through the R&D of the combinations. Sometimes we made it was very strong. Sometimes we made it was kind of weak. But through trial and error, I'm quite sure everyone will be very pleased with Magically Coco. It's made for us. It's made for our skin. And I'll never forget the first time we really got a really good formulation going, and you put it on your arm. And you showed Lewis, remember? And your arm was just like sparkling, like diamonds and gold. It was so beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. So, Bree, I want you to take the floor, and I want you to talk a little bit about global trade. And you know, I've taken you through the paces of it. And at first, it was very hard for you, I know, for all of you to conceive us as a group of people going into global trade. But yet here we are. So some of the things that you've seen about global trade, that you've learned about global trade over the last couple of years, are there a couple of things you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would just say it's definitely a power move, and it definitely is a platform for individuals, for companies to expand and show what they're really worth. It's kind of like crossing over in a more positive way, because you've taken time to believe in yourself, believe in what you create and its benefits, and just knowing that, especially the platform that we, you know, have been cultivating, it's health, and I think that's power to bring that into global trade, into healing and bringing a healthy lifestyle with products and food. So it's definitely power.
Yes, it is. And I think bringing our California style to the table and presenting the finest that California has to offer, seeing that all of our products are tested pure. I want to talk a little bit about that because, Bree, as you know, the U.S. government is dismantling organics. They're basically taking organics out the game. The legislation that was just signed recently the other day by Trump it is it's the beginning of what's to come. And I think that when you have integrity and you are a purveyor of some of the finest products in the world, you have to step away. You know, you have to separate yourself. You know, you guys hear me say all the time, separate, and I mean that, separate. Don't go with the flow. Be upright, morally abiding individual that puts the finest products in the world forward. You know, many years I taught value-added product production a lot. For like 30, 40 years, I taught that down in Watts, at the Garden, Watts Garden Club, in housing projects, in the projects, rec centers, in people's homes. We used to travel and teach people how to make products. Because all of the products that are in our stores, that are in our beauty supplies, they're toxic. There are very few, if any, products in there that don't contain petroleum. And when you put petroleum on your skin and you are walking around, it's not staying on your skin. It's going in your skin and going in your bloodstream. So why are we poisoning ourselves with products that someone else made with no integrity when we have the power to make them ourselves? I'm proud of you, girl. I really am, because I saw you struggle through this, and you're being very kind about it, but I know it was very hard for you. But I kept telling you that you could do it, and look at you, you did it, and now we go global. We are planning on taking Magically Cocoa to Africa, to Gambia, Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, hopefully to Kenya, and we're going to launch your products off C2C, B2C, online with eGlobal Commerce. So we have everything set up. We're ready to go. We'll be localizing our production so that the women and young ladies and those young men in those countries can manufacture your products and help distribute them in their own countries. And so I see you going from 0 to 60 overnight. Are you ready, Bree?
I definitely am this time around. I'm ready. I can confidently say that.
Good. So we've had many opportunities come by in global trade that when I presented them to a lot of members of Cocoabo, they kind of froze and were like, oh, no, this is it. And I try to not be too rough or tough with you, but I try to slowly get you acclimated to the environment, because global trade is more than you know. And I was lucky to be in President Obama's export program for 7 years. So I didn't take my knowledge and my products and go away and become this person. No, I stayed at home and I stayed with you all, and I worked with you to the best of my ability on a daily basis. And so look at us now. We're looking good. And I'm very proud. I'm very proud of all of you guys putting forth your efforts whenever you could, doing whatever you could. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to take this time out right now to go to one of our sponsors, which is Real Good Hair Grow. We call it RGHG. And it's coming out also on May 19th. 2017 on the platform of Ogun, and that platform is the Global Youth Launch. What we're doing is we're inviting the youth from around the world to join us on the platform. I personally call it Amazon Meets Home Shopping Club, because we're doing it all in black. And, you know, of course, you know how I feel about blackness. I feel like blackness is everybody on the planet, because the earth is black. She's got something on her culture, Nosen, and that's the name of our platform, Global. It's Nosen, Organic Global, a.k.a. Black Organic. And one of those products that's coming from Cocoabo, that one of the first to launch on the platform of Ogun, is Real Good Hair Growth. Real Good Hair Grow is a product that I made many years ago, about 25, 26 years ago. I started creating formulations for people who like to wear their hair in natural styles. I've worn Afro for almost 42 years. I just now let it grow out a little bit using a Real Good Hair Grow. And I'm proud to bring it as a sponsor for the platform of Ogun. So everyone get ready for the global launch of Real Good Hair Grow, and we look forward to serving you only the best from California. So Bree, now that we've heard a little bit from our sponsorship, let's talk about some of the other products you have in your repertoire. What do you have on your list, Bree, that you'd like everyone to know about?
I have popcorn, a line of bananas, and pretty much just how the membership works. Pretty much I have access to as many products as I would like, but popcorn, coffee, and bananas. And I might be forgetting one. Magically Cocoa has been my main focus. And now I am beginning to branch off into my other products as far as marketing, but I'm excited about the popcorn, about the bananas, and what I could create with the bananas and the coffee.
Yes, the coffee. Let's talk a little bit about that coffee, Bree. The other day we rallied on Facebook, the Kings and I, and we connected with Uganda. Now, you know, Uganda has some of the finest coffee beans in the world. And I wanted to ask you online if you would like to have some coffee from Uganda.
Of course.
Well, we're going to try to make that happen. We're going to try to make that happen. King Lonnie Johnson and King Hinton and some of the other kings, King Obo, they are going to work on a special project to try to get your Magically Cocoa coffee from Uganda. We have a very good connection over there, and they seem to be ready to go into contact with me. We've got to talk about this. This is one of the things that have been bugging me about working with Africa. The average African woman makes between 25 cents and maybe $3 a day, depending on what she's doing. And we're coming from California where minimum wage is $15. So How is it when we're global can we make that divide between us? It's very hard. I've gone to the Council of Elders many, many times, and they have told me that I should not bring that amount of money to the youth of Africa. They say they won't know what to do with it. It'll be a problem of other countries. But you know what? I don't feel that way. How do you feel about it? Don't you think? I mean, I've compromised down to $5 an hour. Now that's way below my standards, but I've compromised down to that. And in some countries, I had to compromise from $5 down to $2. They will not allow me to do it. This is a bone of contention. It's something that you're going to be dealing with too, also, because in global trade, there's so much money. We have to have parity with the African youth. We cannot hold them to colonization or colonized mindset. We have to rise above it. If we're making $10, they should at least be making $5 to $8. Don't you agree?
I do agree. It's really not fair.
It's not fair. And I think that the African youth are ready for whatever it is. I mean, I see them being able to do great things with this extra income, including traveling from their homeland. Once they get involved on Ogun, one of the benefits for all of the members is that they get to travel. Everybody has to have passports so we can travel. So you're working in a factory that's making real good hair grow in Uganda, or you're working in the packing house that's packing the coffee. Well, our roaster's in Florida, and so maybe they might want to come to Florida and work in the coffee roasting company in Florida. Or maybe they might want to come to Queen Sabrina McGee's Farmer's Market booth. She's going to have all the Farmer's Market booths we're opening now are all under her label, Universal Sunshine. So maybe they want to come over to Cincinnati or Columbus or Watts or Houston or some one of the places we have the markets where they can come and they can work in the market. And then when they get ready to move to another area or move to another place, they can just travel and work all over the world manufacturing all the products that are from Kagaba on the platform of Ogun. Don't you think the world that we in the world are ready for this? Because these products are made for us, by us, and not only made for us, by us, but grown by us. And the crops that Africans are making, Bree, we're going to be bringing some of those over to Savannah, Georgia, manufacturing those for global, making products, value-added products for global trade. So why can't the Ugandan workers travel, come over 6 months over here and work, and then they can go home for 6 months? We get a chance to make good money, travel the world, meet new people, expand the horizons, and really, really come together. Because like I always say, together we rise. If we don't focus in on these things, it's not going to happen. So I'm saying to you, like, I think Magically Cocoa is the catalyst for the young people to come together. You're a young person who has a young vantage point for products that are wholesome and organic, non-GMO, and then you are also giving people jobs. You're working in global trade, and you've got all those different products. So I think there's room for growth and expansion when we take care of each other. And I'm looking forward to passing the baton over to you. I've waited a while, giving you a lot of space. I don't want to crowd you, but Bree, I'm so proud of you. I really am. You know what? I want you to tell me a little bit about your brother. I want you to tell me, because you have more than one brother, but tell me about your brothers and your brother's products that are coming out. Just let it run. Tell me about it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm proud of you as well, and I'm very inspired and very thankful just for all the inspiration and love that you extend to me and my room to grow on my own. It's very appreciated, just the belief in me that I can grow and continue to move forward. But I'm very excited. My brother, he is an artist, musician, and he is now thinking globally and has his own product as well. He just gave me his idea. He didn't give me his idea. He shared his idea with me, and I've been coaching him to go for it, you know, to create his label and his brand and to really run with it. I really think right now it's very important that whatever you are, if you're an artist, if you're a teacher, whatever you are, it's okay to have your own product and produce. Being a producer, producing something is very good because people need things. So I'm very excited about his decision in joining us on a platform of our launch on May 19th.
I am too. I'm so excited. And do you want to share his stage name with us?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Did you want to share his stage name with us?
Oh, I'm sorry. His stage name is Solar B. Solar B.
Yes. Yes.
He is definitely quite an MC. And
yes. Yes, I'm excited. He is something else, and I am looking forward to it. And I know you have other brothers, and I know they'll be coming along too. So let us all work together. I'm very excited. We're also going to be going to the city of Compton once again to see if we can get them to assist you all, because basically that's the area in which you are. So hopefully they will move forward, because we need to we need for our cities to work with us because you all need jobs, and we're going to do just fine. So, you know, whether they work with us or not, we're going to do just fine. You know what, Bree? I want to ask you, is there anything else you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about anything about your blogs or any your some of the other things that you're doing? I'm anxious to hear about it.
Oh, well, I'm actually working on quite a few things. I've been cultivating a lot of few things, but I currently do have a blog that will transition into a magazine. It's called Inner City Scrolls, and I hope that everyone tunes in to its progress and where it will go. Basically, it is a platform to document our local superheroes. I call it local superheroes because there's a lot of beautiful things happening in our communities, in our inner cities. A lot of things springing up that the news, you know, just kind of glosses over. We get a lot of negative news, but there's a lot of people in our community, in our communities like yourself, you know, like me, who are actually doing amazing things. So I definitely want to invite you guys to check it out. Inner City Scrolls, I'm documenting artists, entrepreneurs, business owners, and basically just setting up that platform to inform the people that we are here. I'm also a poet,
and
I'm working on my first album as a rapper singer, and I'm very excited about that as well, and everything, my progress with that will definitely be documented on Inner City Scrolls. So please, please just tune in, and I just advocate being yourself and loving yourself and enjoying the process. I'm known for my saying, be the beauty in you, so if you don't take anything with you, what Brema says, just remember, be the beauty in you. It'll take you far. And, yeah. And I'm very grateful for this platform, and I'm going to do the best that I can to just live the life that I was supposed to live. I feel like I'm in the middle of loving elders and loving youth who are all supporting me. And I'm in a position where I want to inspire my elders, and I need them to be proud of me. So I am elevating and growing. But I also see those who are looking up to me, and like my siblings and people in the community. So I definitely want to continue to grow and inspire them, that there's a way out. So, yeah, just continue to live the life you're supposed to live. Love yourself, love others, operate out of love. And pretty much that's all I have to say. And thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Bruce, how can we contact you? How can someone is interested in your private mentorship? Because of course, you know, anyone entering the platform of Ogun, they have to buy their inputs or the products from the list of all of you, the members of Kogabo's global exports. You know, your flour, your sugar, your butters, all your different products that you have. On Kogabo, they have to order it from you. So if somebody's interested in making soap or candles or products, or they want to make, they need the supplies, how can they reach you? How can they reach your blog? How can, you know, what are the connectors to you? Do you have them together today?
Yes, I have two main emails that I check regularly every day, and we also have an email for Ogun specifically.
Would you like to let us know what that is right now? And so everybody
yes,
can write.
Yes, Ogun, O-U-G, no, O-G-U-N, I'm sorry, O-G-U-N by AMC at gmail.com.
Okay,
Ogun
by AMC. AMC at gmail.com.
Yes. And
okay.
I also have an email that I can be contacted regarding Inner City Scrolls. If you have information, If you have a business, if you know of someone doing something absolutely amazing in the community, you can contact me at innercityscrolls@gmail.com. And then, of course, my main email is bethebeautyinyou@gmail.com. And I'm on every social media except for Twitter. I'm thinking about Twitter, but my main social media platform is Instagram. And you can look me up, Brema, at Be the Beauty in You. So Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook.
You want to spell that spell that out, Brema, at can you do that?
Oh, yeah, Brema, it'll be B-R-E in a space, Ma, M-A-A. And, yeah, that's how you can find me. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I did have a Snapchat. Don't have a Snapchat. I think right now Instagram and Facebook is enough.
All right. Well, you're going to have to teach me how to do all of that. And, of course, Ogun needs all of that. So I'm going to leave it in your hands. Put it all together and put the platform, you know, we're constructing the platform now. We have till May 19th, so we have plenty of time to do everything. But, you know, I am so proud of you. We're like almost at 3 minutes before we'll be closing. But I want to thank you so much for coming, Bree, and I'm looking forward to seeing you very soon. So make some space in your world for me so I can lay eyes on you. We could break bread like we always do. And, I would like to have you back on the show in a couple of days. I'll be doing some rallying, some very intense rallying with these GMOs and some of this legislation that's been going on with them. I'm advocating for us to unify around tested food, tested pure food. Where it may say organic, but cannot see the test. We got a testing facility with Axlo Ministries, and I'm telling you, we don't test it ourselves. We have like 8 different people, companies that test everything for us, but we're coming back with the test so you know what you're eating. We're not playing around with this. We need to know what we're eating, and we need not to eat any GMOs. Thank you so much, Bree. I'm going to put my song on. It's last 2 minutes. You know, I can't sing, but I try. So I'm going to let it play.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you can.
Well, I'm working on it, girl. But anyway, thank you. I love you. And come back and see me soon, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you, Anna Marie.
You're welcome. Blessings, Queen Bree Ma.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
you've been waiting.